The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus came down from the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and approached the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. Immediately on seeing him, the whole crowd was utterly amazed. They ran up and greeted him. He asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" Someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I have brought to you my son possessed by a mute spirit. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, grinds his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, but they were unable to do so." He said to them in reply, "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring him to me." They brought the boy to him. And when he saw him, the spirit immediately threw the boy into convulsions. As he fell to the ground, he began to roll around and foam at the mouth. Then he questioned his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" He replied, "Since childhood. It has often thrown him into fire and into water to kill him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Jesus said to him, "If you can, everything is possible to one who has faith." Then the boy's father cried out, "I do believe. Help my unbelief." Jesus, on seeing a crowd rapidly gathering, rebuked the unclean spirit and said to it, "Mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." Shouting and throwing the boy into convulsions, it came out. He became like a corpse, which caused many to say, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand, raised him, and he stood up. When he entered the house, his disciples asked him in private, "Why could we not drive the spirit out?" He said to them, "This kind can only come out through prayer." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little thought for you here this morning. Here's Jesus, okay? Among all of his statements and quotations in the Bible, I bet you this is one you won't hear quoted very often. "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you?" Doesn't really sound very much like Jesus, does it? And it goes to show you one of these points that I like to emphasize. It's the most difficult passages of Scripture that actually have the most to teach us. You know what Jesus is doing when he says that? He's actually quoting the book of Numbers. Let me tell you the backstory. Do you remember the story of the Israelites leaving slavery in Egypt? Yes, you do. Okay. Remember how they were led by Moses and they went through the Red Sea like a wall to their right and to their left into freedom? And they got the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, and they wandered for 40 years in the desert and finally came to the Promised Land. Remember that story? Okay, here's the only trouble with it. They didn't wander for 40 years in the desert, at least not right away. They actually went straight from Mount Sinai right to the Promised Land. And when they got there, God said to the people, "Now go into the land that I've promised you." But the people weren't sure. So they sent out an exploratory committee to go check out the land. The committee came back and reported to Moses and said, "The land is inhabited by a race of giants. We're like grasshoppers compared to them, and they have fortified cities, and we can never take this land." And God says, "You can take this land. I'm with you. Now go and enter." But they didn't believe. And you know what God said? "O faithless generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you?" And then they wandered for 40 years in the desert as a punishment for their lack of faith. Now, this is actually a summons to faith, this story. And it hinges on this central passage right here, when the Father asks Jesus, says, if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus says, if you can, everything is possible to one who has faith. And this is actually supposed to remind you of the ultimate act of God, which is the resurrection. Okay, let me tell you how. Because Jesus drives the spirit out of the boy, and it uses these words. He says, he takes him by the hand and stands him up, he who they thought to be a corpse. The Greek word for stand up is anastasis. The Greek word for corpse is nekron. When Jesus raises from the dead, Mark will use those exact same words. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead was the standing up of a corpse. Anastasis, nekron. Absolutely everything is possible in the power of God, even bringing a corpse back from the dead. So here's the thing. You and I have a timid, cautious, tentative hope that maybe God is good, don't we? Timid, cautious, tentative hope that maybe God is powerful and maybe God wants to help us. And this gospel here, it's supposed to be a resounding summons to confident trust. If Jesus can do something is never in question. He can do absolutely everything. There's no limit to his power except your faith in him. That's the only limit. Okay, so that's why this father here in the story very wisely says, I do believe, Lord. Help my unbelief. He even offers in faith his lack of faith. And that's exactly what you and I want to do. Here's what you want to do. You want to start with whatever faith you have. Whatever it were, and we're all a little bit different. Every last one of us a little bit different. Start wherever you are. You can't make faith grow, but you can dispose yourself to receive it by acting on what you have. If it's any help, I can give you a little example of where I am in my faith. Here's where I am in my faith. I believe that God makes good come out of absolutely everything. So even bad news isn't bad news, because it's never the end of the story. God, and so you can always be at peace. That's where I am in my faith right now. You start wherever you are in your faith right now and pray these words from your heart. Lord, I do believe. Help my unbelief. Let's make those words our own, and we will become a source of blessing for ourselves and for all those we love. Amen.